Okay. Thank you so much for your time this morning. So before we begin, I'd like to ask you a little bit about your work that you're going to be doing in Wisconsin Institutes, but can you start out by helping us with some information about yourself? So how you got to this point, were there turning points in your career or your own research or work that kind of brought you to where you are right now?
Oh my God, yes. So I am 24 years out of my PhD. And I did my PhD here in Madison. And I am a nurse and an industrial engineer. And I became interested in using technology in patient care in the late 70s. And I was particularly interested at the time in having what we have now become to call recommending systems and simulations that would allow people in the course of a clinical situation to get a rapid sort of what are the possible next steps and what are the consequences of those, that kind of an assessment. So I've been framing technology always as an adjunct to judgment. In the last 25 years, my research is almost exclusively focused on the patient as a decision maker, the patient as an actor, although I work very broadly in health IT, and I've done a lot of work in a lot of different dimensions of health IT, health information technology. But particularly, my particular focus is using technology to improve self-management, and particularly using it in the everyday life of an individual. So for 20 or so years, I've had different kinds of research projects where we've developed and evaluated community-based computer systems to create information tools that allow people to know what to expect, to figure out how to manage it. And that's a very nursing framing of a problem. So instead of using a website to say, here's the pathology, or here's where your surgery is going to be, or here's what your vessels look like now that you have cardiovascular disease, nurses would approach the situation in understanding what's a person facing in their daily living, what are they likely to face, that we can anticipate from how they are and what we know from theories and science, and then how do we help them understand how to make choices that are congruent with their personal goals and likely to lead to the future that they want. So this whole process of understanding human response to disease development and trauma is what nursing is all about, and what I do is build technologies that help people manage what may be happening to them. In our early work, we took business technologies and we put them into the homes. We took WISE-30s and old computer terminals and we put them in people's households. In the middle stage of our work, we stepped back and did a lot of studies of homes. So we went and we have a library of several hundred pictures of kitchens and bathrooms and bedrooms and places where people manage health information, and we learned a lot about the stories of what they do. In my current work, I lead a national program, a multi-site study, to design new tools for self-management. And these tools might be things that help people keep better track of things that you might not expect would be related, like the tenor of a family dinner discussion and blood glucose management, or the mood swings that lead someone to modify their pain management strategy and maybe get out of pain control. Now, and so all of that has led up to my realization that designing clinically relevant computer tools for patients cannot be restricted only to looking at the task. They have to take a blood test, they have to monitor.